In the know, nonstop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com. Purple Daily, presented by Surly Brewing Company.
And we obviously have the first London game. It's early on in the season. You take that bye in week five, you know basically what you're looking at for the rest of the way. Now that we play 17 games, that's a long time. You know, how we're going to take care of our guys and the sports performance side of things. We feel pretty good about not only our preparation going to London, but how we'll handle coming out of that game and all that travel. And knowing you had a home game, which was our request coming out of that if we didn't have the bye. I think we'll be ready to roll. We got a good plan in place.
You know, people are praising the Vikings for wanting to push that bye. We'll come back from London. We'll play a home game. Whatever. We'll suck it up. Push that bye. You know what? I really need to hear from my football coach.
What do you want to hear?
We don't need a bye.
Wow.
Give us an extra game.
Play 18.
give us an
18th
game.
Play 18. Everyone else plays the weak. Play 17. The strong play 18.
In fact, give us an extra game. Give us the Packers on the road again in January. That's what we want. We want we want two Lambeau Field games.
What if KFC
bring the Rams on? Bring the Rams on.
He just said that. I want McVay. I can beat him. I know everything he does. I can beat him.
Turns into a WWE promo. Just knocks over the microphone. Give me McVay. I wish NFL was more like WWE sometimes, where stars would just walk out like last night. Judd, if you saw that drama.
I saw the press release. The main event,
live main event of WWE, and the two women superstars, the tag team title, they just walked out. They walked
incredible.
Out. Incredible. Amazing. Anyhow, speaking of incredible, this is Purple Daily, Daily Vikings Entertainment. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die. It's been 60 years. Let's get the show on the road here, guys. The show is presented by our friends at Surly Brewing Company and TCL, one of the world's best-selling consumer electronics brands. They have a new lineup of award-winning TVs delivering the most entertainment with stunning resolution, all at an affordable cost. Enjoy more of the things you love with TCL. This episode is all about schedule-picking backlash, boys.
Why does today feel like backlash on Score North Day?
Speaking of WWE.
Yeah, backlash.
Wins takes backlash.
So I'm just going to read you a small sliver of the blowback that we are getting for our picking of the Vikings win-loss record.
Okay.
Now, I think some of this might have been a little self-inflicted because we did some impromptu schedule picking where, okay, we know who the teams, who the opponents are going to be a few months ago. Let's pick the games out of order. And then, okay, now we know Judd did a mock schedule, so let's pick Judd's schedule, right? And I got a little excited in the moment, and I think I had him at – I think I had him undefeated one time, 14 wins.
I think you had him like 12 wins initially.
Declan and I had him at 11, I'm pretty sure,
okay,
at its peak.
Fair enough.
And so we did – then we did the, okay, now we know what the schedule is. Let's actually – let's prepare for it, and let's make a run at the wins and losses. And it wound up – Judd – Dex had him at 10 wins. I had him at 9 wins. And Judd had him at 8 wins, likely missing the playoffs. So here's some of the responses via the Score North app and the YouTube comments. And we can follow up and explain our stance here, okay?
Oh, boy.
Ben Shimko on the Score North app. The record episode was great, but I think we need to be way more optimistic. This team with a healthy Danielle Hunter and Za'Darius Smith is going to be much different than last year. I love getting Green Bay early. Not much time for Rodgers to get a connection with his receiver. Big Z gets his revenge against the Packers in that game. The offense will be good. This year depends on if the guys on the edge are healthy for 17 games. All fair. Yeah, fair points. I would say that it's been so long since those guys have been healthy that it's hard to just say, oh, they're back for 17 games. So
correct.
BF Revel on YouTube says always loved looking forward to listening to all of you. Past tense, helped me through a tough time, but your negativity towards this season is sad. Without optimism, there's no hope. Any kind of optimism you all have is guarded optimism at best. I'm a 50-year Viking fan changing channels. And then David via the Score North app says, with the three of you guys as negative as you are, how is it even possible for you to enjoy watching Minnesota sports teams play? We're supposed to be fans and watch your show, but there's hardly ever anything positive to it. How do the three of you even enjoy watching Vikings football as negative as you are on everything? Okay. Explain your negativity, all of us. Why don't you have the Vikings winning 14 games, I think is the
Okay, number one is, the second one that you read shocks me. Like, how can you be a 50-year fan and not be guarded? Like, what has caused you to let your guard down? 1998? 2009?
I want to have what he's having. Like, what potion are you drinking after 50 years of disappointment to say, thank you, sir.
You found our show, and now you're done with our show? Because, like if you were, I don't know, 17, I'd be like, oh, that's too bad, but I sort of get it. But 50 years in, like, dude... And if you've been following them for 50 years, which I have not, but that means that you watched the Super Bowl defeats, you watched everything, and you're going to say, oh, but this is different. I'm shocked by that. Look, the reality of the situation is I like to follow the local teams with a bit of taking a step back and saying, where do things stand right now? Where do things stand right now? I don't see.
There's an emotional distance between you and team because of 50 years of watching these franchises.
And look at me. I very much bought into the 2021-22 Wild. What happened? I was left on the train tracks, run over several times by a collection of guys that gave up in game six.
But would you rather have loved and lost?
Than never love at all.
Or what was it? Than never love at all?
Than never love at all. Don't be sad because they got their asses kicked. Be happy because you saw them before they got their asses kicked.
Yeah, but I have a lot of fun.
Saw that one at Home Goods actually last weekend. Yeah.
I can't be. Look, I get where these people are coming from. I hope the Vikings are good, as we have talked about since the 1500 ESPN days, Phil, on our show. If the local teams are good, it benefits us in many ways, including financially. So I am never going to say I hope they lose, but I don't know why you would want to tune into us to see us lie.
I think at the very least
I can't do it to people.
Well, a couple things here. First of all,
I like you too much.
Let's stop lumping the three of us all together. Okay.
Thank you.
Declan had them at 10 wins.
Declan.
I have them at 9 with room to, I'm saying they're a better team than last year. They are a playoff team, I think. Mm-hmm. And I reserved, we're going to do the schedule picking probably 3 more times before the start of the season. I want to see how things come together throughout the camps and training camp. If they decide to add my guy, J.C. Tretter, okay, let's pick the schedule again. Now that you go from one of the worst centers in the NFL to one of the best centers in the NFL.
And we will.
Exactly. But let's start with that and that. You guys are this. You guys are that. We are 3 different human beings here. Okay, maybe none of us are as pie in the sky, big purple dinosaur optimistic as you want. But Judd is the most negative, whatever word you want to use, of all of us.
Hater.
Declan and I are somewhere further down. We've been through enough as Minnesota sports fans in our lives. But Listen, Declan, how do you feel being lumped in? You had him at 10 wins. Do you feel like? It's a clear cut playoff team.
I'm keeping track of each time we're keeping the schedule here. Okay, so I went 10-7 the most recent time, 11 wins the last time, 10 wins the first time. So I'm teetering between the. You could even put the over under at 10.5. Okay, because I've gone 10-11-10. So I'm even going to remove myself too from 17-09. 2001 donut. I'm going to remove myself from that because that's the past. All right, I really do want to just. I know we're jaded. And that's guarded me, but I'm not looking at Kevin O'Connell as what happened in 2009 or in 2017. And I don't think fans.
I know I've been divorced 5 times, but I'm looking ahead to my next relationship.
Good luck with that, Declan.
This is the one. Okay, got to change your mindset. I think the Vikings are a decent team that should be in the playoffs. I can't simply put them as contenders. And I don't know what retrospect you can really look at that can say. They're legitimately one of the top 2 teams in the NFC to go to a Super Bowl. Where is it? Show me.
I think here's what happens, and this happens with almost every fan base, because these schedules come out, and there is a finite number of wins that exist in the NFL. Huh? I don't know what it is. It's like, we could do some math on it, but there's only a certain amount of games that are played, right? 200 some games, whatever.
I got you.
And so you can't. So then if you were to take every fan in America and every podcast and radio show and TV show in America that picked their team's home and road schedule and gave the average number of wins, those wins, the day that the schedule comes out, would wildly exceed what's mathematically possible, right? Every team's, even Lions fan, Lions fans aren't saying 12 wins, but you know what they're saying? So Vegas has him at like 6.5. You know what they're saying? Oh, yeah, we can, 7 or 8 wins. This is going to be the year where we jump up into, you know, maybe we knock on the door of the playoffs.
Yep.
So the fact is, things don't always play out at the peak potential of what you hope that they will. So what's happening with this Viking season is, if everything goes well, the range of outcomes is absolutely like 12 or 13 wins. If this might sound crazy to Judd, but if everything pans out the way that you want it to, which is Za'Darius Smith and Danielle Hunter are healthy for every game.
Yep.
These, especially the early, like the first and second round players that they drafted, Lewis Cine and Booth. If those guys contribute,
Ingram,
if he comes in, maybe he's your starting right guard or something.
Yep.
And the offensive line takes a big step forward. And Kirk Cousins has a great relationship with Kevin O'Connell. And the system offensively vaults the Vikings. All of these things are possible. Absolutely. If all of those things happen, this is a 12, 13-plus win team.
Right.
That is in the realm of reality.
Right.
When I'm picking them to win 9, what I am saying is, how lucky would you have to be for everything to go right, especially with this franchise's history? So if it makes people feel more comfortable, I say my official first prediction on this schedule is 9 wins. But if everything goes right, the upside is far beyond 9 wins for this franchise. Is that a better way to put it? We almost should have like a range of outcomes instead of.
No, I think how you put it was absolutely fine. Kevin O'Connell's never coached a game. We have no idea. He might be Lombardi. He also might be Les Steckel. We have no clue. So like, I can't like. The range of things that have to go right have to be seen. Like some of them are, can Za'Darius Smith and Hunter just play 17 games? Some of them are, can O'Connell coach? Can he call plays? Like, I think he can. He seems like a very bright guy. But you know what? He has not called plays. He didn't call plays with the Rams. McVay did. So there's like far too many. If you were to do an actual mathematical sort of equation of weighing factors into the 2022 Vikings, there's a lot of things that you couldn't assume. Like, you can't just assume he's going to be fine. There's somewhere between he's going to be
great. Well, I think
great.
A lot of people want you to assume that.
Right,
until
but that's just not our show. Like,
well,
I mean,
it's not you.
I'm
buying in more than you are, which is, again, where I take issue.
Hold
it's like,
on.
You three guys,
hold
I'm
on.
Not, listen, I'm not.
Hold on. You want positivity.
I'm not that guy.
Purple Daily on Monday, I gave you 4 observations, I think all of which were mostly positive, from the first day on Friday of Vikings rookie camp, including O'Connell, breath of fresh air, which I can unequivocally tell you it felt like. That's positivity. But if you expect me to be positive about something that we don't know yet, yeah, that's not me. I'm
I
not going to do that.
One of the things you'll see on this show, and there's you know, there's new listeners and viewers that come in every month, and we appreciate you guys. Welcome aboard. We all want the same thing. It's just we have different ways of sort of viewing this. Judd, we've been doing shows together on the radio podcast for almost a decade. Judd is not the guy that's going to jump in blind optimism and say, cool, full trust.
Yeah.
Full trust in whoever, PJ Fleck, in Rocco Baldelli, in, right. You know, Kwesi. I am a little bit more, hey, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. I'm probably a little more grizzled and jaded than I was 5 or 10 years ago. Minnesota sports tends to do that to you. I believe in Kwesi. I believe in Kevin O'Connell until I see something else. I don't believe in them enough to say 13 wins mm-hmm. on my first schedule prediction, but mm-hmm. but we view the world very differently through that lens. And I think, Declan, you're probably more in line with me where like you're going to, all right, they made a new hire. This is exciting. Let's do this. Okay, I'm going to, until he shows that he's incompetent, I'm going to largely buy in, right?
100%. Not going anywhere with that. Yeah, and I think O'Connell in general, it's exciting. Like, I bought into Zimmer. Like, as much as the
and you were right.
As much as
Mike Zimmer was a very good coach.
The Williams Wall and Jared Allen was awesome. Up until Mike Zimmer was hired, in my lifetime, the Vikings never had a legitimate defense. A defense that's gonna stop you. Not sack the quarterback, not be opportunistic, but no, it's 3rd and 7. You're not getting these 7 yards. And Zimmer changed that. That was the first time I remember in 2017 and 16. From like 15 to 18, I remember it's a 3rd down conversion. And for like the first time in my life, I have confidence they're going to get a stop here. I never experienced that as a Vikings fan before. And now with Kevin O'Connell, with it now finally this team leaning in to an offensive-minded coach and an offensive-minded system, I'm curious and I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt of what he can do, but I'm not also going to turn on the goggles and just be like, oh, 5,000 yards for Kirk, number one offense in the league, we're going to hum, baby. No, that's not how, like, I need
glasses,
to see
Jack,
it more.
Put them on.
I need to see it more.
Some people need that IV, man. They need that. Just
put
inject
them on.
Their
well,
positivity.
There are places to find that. Like, there's no there's cool. no shortage of
let us be your
Minnesota.
Supplement. If we aren't
yes.
fulfilling your needs in this relationship.
We're your Andro.
We're giving you permission. If we're not fulfilling your needs of needing to hear that this is a 14-win team, yeah. there's definitely places to get that. But let us be your little side piece, okay?
Your supplement of reality. We're your, like, shot of, your oh, man, piece. I had to have that.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I do want to go a little deeper. I have a few other things on just why I have gone from 11 wins doing our fun prediction to 9 after thinking more clearly. And then we can go around and see what others are saying around the NFL media sphere, too, about what they think the Vikings are projected to do. But, you know, sometimes we all just need a good glass of beer in our lives, Judd. I wonder where we can get one of those.
Oh, let me see here. In fact, you know what? You want positive Zolgad. You want positivity from Judd. I'm going to give you some right now. And I'm going to tell you about the best team in town, the team that will never let you down. And those are my friends at Surly Brewing. That's right. You listen here right now. You think Zolgad's a hater when it comes to Surly? He's not. And very appropriately, my favorite beer, Furious. Why? Because one, it's fantastic, and two, it often serves a purpose when these teams let me down. And so if you are looking for a beer that you really think to yourself, I'd like to buy local, I'd like to support here, and I need a good beer, Surly Brewing, if Furious IPA is fantastic, but so many great choices. And of course, when you're sipping on that beer, gentlemen, what should people do?
Show us your cans.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Surly Brewing.
Also, hey, we found the best and easiest way to play fantasy sports and get a sweat on games. So there's plenty of basketball, hockey games for you to get a sweat on, but I want to look ahead to the football season. So season-long drafts, I tend to find them to be, I'm all about fantasy football and whatnot, but I just don't love having to always keep tabs on the lineup and stuff. So underdog, no waivers, no trades, no lineup setting. You draft a roster. An underdog every single week will take the highest scoring and available players, and those are your starters.
It's great.
So, oh, man, this running back, I forgot to change my roster, whatever. Like, doesn't matter. He's on your bench. You don't have to do anything. No stressing over day-to-day or week-to-week management. There's also pick'em over-unders you can get in on, win up to 20 times your money on a single night. Promo code SCORE, S-K-O-R, and Underdog Fantasy will double your first deposit up to $100 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit of $10 or more. So easy, Judd can do it. He's been having a good time. It's great.
Yeah, hockey. Getting a sweat. And now with the Wild done, I actually can sit back and get a sweat purely off of that. And I noticed that we just showed those QBs. Didn't show Kirk, which clearly means this about Declan Goff. Hater.
Underdog, a bunch of haters. Underdogfantasy.com and the Underdog Fantasy app. Promo code SCORE, S-K-O-R, double your first deposit. All right. So first and foremost here, I'm personally saying they'll be better than last year. And I think what I'm waiting to see this offseason is just installing new systems. You know, my biggest worry with this offense is not that I think the scheme is going to be so much more advanced and better in today's NFL.
Agreed.
And I'm not comparing this scheme to what John DeFilippo and Mike Zimmer were trying to install in 2018. But the last time Kirk Cousins was diving into sort of an unfamiliar, and he'll be sort of familiar with this. He comes from sort of this tree, but 2018 was okay. New system, bunch of new things happening here. New head coach for Kirk, everything. By far the lowest yards per attempt in his career in 2018. He put up some good, you know, put up 4,000 yards and stuff, but it was just a lot of dink dunk, unsure about passes down the field.
Right.
So can he hit the ground running in a new system and not have to worry about, you know, well, maybe next year we can work on the code words is what he was saying after 2018. How quick will he hit the ground running?
Right.
That's a big question. The other thing I would say is, you know, you see those big ass buildings on the strip in Las Vegas? Those don't get built by accident, okay? And so when, you know, Vegas is pretty good about coming out ahead and putting up accurate lines that get betting on equal sides, right? Mm-hmm. So last season, most sports books in Vegas, including I think Caesars, had them at 8.5, had the Vikings at like 8 or 8.5 wins. And people were outraged. What? How can you Justin Jefferson, how can you possibly think the 8 wins, it's going to be 11, 12, right? That was a lot of people thought, oh my God, that's an easy overbet for the Vikings. Well,
right.
They were right. And this year, Caesars has the Vikings at 8.5 right now. DraftKings has them at 9 right now. The Packers, Bucks, and Bills are all at like 11, 11.5. I don't think anyone's at 12. So once again, you got Caesars and DraftKings saying, yeah, they're like an 8.5, 9-win team. Okay. By the way, if you think that they're 12, you can put your money where your mouth is. You go to Vegas and do it. And the only other thing I would say is why I'm a little bit guarded here and why I'm not saying 12 or 13 yet is another Kirk Cousins related point. He's about to turn 34 years old later this summer. Okay. Here are Kirk Cousins' team win totals over the years. Mm-hmm. 9, 8, 7, 8, 10, 7, 8. That's an average of exactly 8 wins. He's 34. He's been a gravitational pull to 8 wins throughout his entire career. But it's not his fault here, there. Well, whatever the pie chart of fault is, when your organization is set up around Kirk Cousins, you are an 8-win franchise, and he's 34 years old. And so it's hard to ignore that and say, 13 wins, right? 12 wins until he proves there's another level and the organization proves there's another level when you have Kirk as your centerpiece.
So let's go through the positives and potential negatives as we weigh the schedule, okay? Because to me, that's the most important thing. So what do we know is positive? What do we know is a negative? And where does hope lie? Because hope is what destroys people. Hope is what ends your oh my God, I'm going to win 13 games, and now they've won 8. So hope is the problem, because hope is the pull towards, oh, this is going to go well, and then it doesn't, and then you're in trouble. Okay. We hope Kevin O'Connell is really good, but he's never called plays before. That's a hope. He seems like a bright guy, but it's a hope. Brad Childress, no matter what you thought, was going to be an offensive genius. Comes from Philadelphia. Didn't call plays, but that's fine. Well, it didn't work out as well. So KOC is hope. Kwesi is hope. Kirk Cousins is hope. Because we're assuming that if KOC fires on all cylinders, that Kirk will too. But that's based in hope. The negatives are this. Dalvin Cook doesn't stay healthy. He's a hell of a player, but he never plays, for the most part, a full year. That becomes a problem when he can't. We hope Justin Jefferson, in his new role, we know the positive is he's a great player. We hope, used correctly in the Cooper Kupp role, he's going to be fantastic, but we need to see that. Now, I have a feeling that's going to work, but that's still the hope. Defensively, okay, we hope Smith and Hunter stay healthy, but that's a hope that, to Phil's point from before, in recent years has simply not been true. We hope Eric Kendricks can bounce back in a new scheme, but the reality is I think PFF had him having an off year, mm-hmm. So that's a hope. We know Harrison Smith is very good. We hope Seen can step in and play well, because that would be a huge help, but that's a hope. He's a rookie. Cornerbacks, we know that Patrick Peterson, and this is a positive, is a very solid player, but the hope is that he doesn't drop off now. So my point is, like, if you were to sit down as a hardcore Vikings fan and write down all of these things, yes, you would realize that a lot falls in the category of hope and unknowns. Now, if you're right and they're all, and you choose to say those are all positives, Judd, then, you know, bank on 12 wins. But if you do it realistically, there's a lot of unknowns and there's a lot of things that are going to factor in that we simply don't know how it's going to work.
Yep. I think I love this path that you're going down. It's hope versus track record, or hope versus reality.
Yep.
And the Buffalo Bills, for instance, so the Buffalo Bills were, they were 11-6 last year, and they're projected to win another 11, 12 games this year. When the Bills are lining up this offseason, and Bills fans and media are trying to figure out, Now, they have a tough schedule because they, you know, won so many games last year. But they're dealing with much more track record and reality than they are hope. The Bills last season, number one scoring defense in the – we think of the Bills as being this offensive juggernaut, which they are. The Bills had the number one scoring defense in the NFL last year, 17 points per game allowed. So they're not hoping that their defense goes from 25th to 1st or 25th in the Vikings case, maybe 25th to 12th or 15th. They already have the best scoring defense in the NFL, and now they're kind of hoping that they don't drop too far. It's tough to sustain that year after year, but if they can stay around the top five and still have a high-scoring offense, they're going to be in good shape. Mm-hmm. Okay, on the offensive side, the Vikings are hoping that new coach, new scheme, offensive line upgrades, maybe they can go from the 14th scoring offense to something closer to top five, but hope. And I would bet money that they would move up somewhere from 14 closer to the top 10 or higher, and we'll see. Well, the Bills already have one of the three best scoring offenses in the NFL. They averaged 28 points per game, third out of 32 teams in the league. So the Bills are dealing with realities and track records. They know exactly what Josh Allen is at his best. He can go toe-to-toe with the best quarterbacks in the NFL in big playoff games under bright lights. He's clutch at the end of games, etc. Kirk Cousins has not. We hope that there's another level to Kirk Cousins' game. So to your point, if on the hope section of this conversation, if you think, oh yeah, you're calling those hopes, but that's a reality. Then it's 12 or 13 wins.
Correct.
I just on May 17th here, I'm not ready to check all those boxes and say guarantee.
And I'm excited. Like I can't wait to see this. So it's not a, oh God, it's going to be hard to watch. I am jacked to watch it because I felt like this team got stale. But that being said, I just don't think that you can get to 12 wins until you know things. And you just don't right now, which might sound weird to me. It's part of the excitement.
Mm-hmm. To what James Cameron, the director, said, hope is not a strategy. Luck is not a factor. Fear is not an option. All those same things apply to the Vikings. Hope is not a strategy. Luck is not a factor. Fear is not an option. Print the shirts.
That sounds like you would put that in the locker room.
Dude, I like that. Yeah, can we get that?
The Wild has sayings.
The Wild actually put "It's about winning" up on their walls in the room or no?
No, but they put a bunch. They did put stuff up there. I saw it on something. They always do that in hockey. They'll put like a John Wooden saying up on their
the wall. Like in 2022, I mean, all due respect to John Wooden.
Yeah. They had a John Wooden. When Boots was there,
else in the last 60 years has come up with something quote-worthy.
The Twins have what, a TK? Everybody grab an oar. They've got a Puckett. Tomorrow's not promised or something like that. But anyway, James Cameron. I like that.
Scott Baker, my shoulder's kind of sore. quote there.
Yeah. Joe, my knees hurt, but let's not talk about it.
Okay, what are others saying around the NFL media sphere about the Vikings schedule and projection this year? So Sharp Football, which is a football analytics website that is great if you ever want to just nerd out, sharpfootballanalysis.com. The Vikings have the 10th easiest schedule, according to Sharp Football. And the first two games out of the gate are actually pretty tough games. You got Green Bay, and then you got a road game against Philadelphia, so two playoff teams, and then the schedule gets a little bit lighter going forward. Declan found this, though, from Cynthia Freeland, NFL.com. So she does her analytical projection. She has the Vikings at 8.9 wins, so let's round up to 9. And she says, Minnesota is one of my favorite teams that we aren't talking enough about as a postseason contender. That said, the Vikings have two separate three-game stretches that models suggest could make their road to the playoffs very difficult. The first is a bit surprising and a function of their travel schedule, as they do not have a bye after facing the Saints in England in week 4. They return from overseas to host the Bears in week 5, then travel to Miami in week 6 before their week 7 bye. That is a pretty brutal stretch. Mm-hmm. The Vikings' second rough patch starts with Buffalo in week 10, the second of back-to-back road games, followed by home games against Dallas and New England, with the latter coming on a short week on Thanksgiving night. So those are the really tough stretches.
That's a great, yes, 1,000%. That's where I think it's a problem. I actually don't think coming back here to play the Bears is a huge problem. Going to the Dolphins will be a bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
But she is 1,000% right. At Washington, which is Kirk going to Washington, which is a big deal. At Buffalo versus Dallas, and then immediately turning around and playing Bill Belichick on Thursday. Yeah, I think that's going to be a bumpy road.
Yeah. Yeah, the Bears game is so easy to and I'm dismissing it too because they're not good. But you're coming back. It's kind of an unprecedented travel situation because there's no precedent, right? You don't go to London then come back and play a game.
But in my opinion, that's a mentally tough game though. Like if you're wired right, because the Bears are so bad that if you say, oh, we'll beat the Bears. Shame on you. Like you got to beat up on the Bears. But I really think that's the game and stretch in which we are going to find out how galvanized and mentally tough this team is potentially.
Yeah. We do have some interesting developing Monday Night Football news to get to here in just a second, but it's also golf season. A lot of you football fans looking for ways to kill some time until football season. Meadows at Mystic seems like a great place to start, Dex.
That's right. You can join me, the Minnesota Wild, everyone else at the Meadows at Mystic Lake this summer, an award-winning 18-hole public golf course. I can't confirm the Wild will be there, actually. I can't confirm necessarily,
They got tee times.
Can't deny it.
Go with it. Four.
Golfthemeadows.com to book your tee time. And also, it is demo days, appointment only. So they're going to have Callaway, Cleveland, and Cobra out there at the latest equipment for 2022. Again, fittings and appointments are by appointment only. But check them out, golfthemeadows.com. And even some private lessons. Old Dex tweets here, still needs numerous lessons to get his game back on track after a lengthy winter offseason, okay? They have private lessons at the Meadows as well. Check them out, golfthemeadows.com.
All right, Judd, how are you so skinny? Why don't you tell the people?
Oh, well, let's see. I am down 40-plus pounds since last September, thanks to my friends at Livia Weight Control Centers. And here's the great thing. I lost the weight, and now they are helping me keep the weight off. That's exactly right, because I just want to say again, we've all lost weight before. We've all been on diets. And what's the real challenge? The real challenge is then maintaining your new weight. And what I want you to do now is look into the new Simple Start plan for just $59. That's right. You receive one-on-one personalized and guided support online or in person from their team of dietitians and experts. 855-GO-LIVEA, Livia.com, Livia.com. Inside the state or out, it doesn't matter. They will help you lose the weight, which I found to be a very simple process. And then more importantly, keep it off, Livia.com.
Boys, we have developing Monday Night Football news here. Would love your thoughts on this. So Adam Schefter broke the news yesterday. He talked to Mike North, who is the NFL's vice president of broadcast scheduling. That's like literally Mike North. That's his job. It's broadcast scheduling.
Think about it.
High pressure.
Sense.
Yeah.
Yes. A lot of hell of a job.
Different networks and relationships.
Yep.
And two different things came out of this conversation. Number one, flex scheduling is now coming to Monday Night Football starting in 2023. So games between weeks 14 and 18 will finally be subject to flex scheduling. So we're not sitting here on a Panthers Dolphins game or something. I don't know that game has ever been played on Monday Night Football, but it sounds like a crappy game. And then we also get three Monday Night Football doubleheaders. So starting in 2023, we only have one now. It's basically the opening Monday Night Football game of the season also has another one. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say when the doubleheaders are going to be, but at some point we're going to have three doubleheaders on the 2023 Monday Night Football schedule. So the flex is interesting because a lot of fans, you know, you buy tickets for a game or something on a Sunday. Maybe you come from out of town, you travel.
Yeah, that's.
And now it's not only are you going to have to wait another day, but you're probably going to have to wait into Tuesday, right? Because
and pay for an extra night at a hotel now, like because you're going to book your hotel
maybe two nights.
Yeah, based on the Sunday expectation, and then it gets flexed. This to me says one thing, and you know what? I don't even care at this point. This league is all about television. And as a viewer, I love this. If I was a fan with season tickets or part of you know, what's become an impressive and hardcore group of fans who travel to a ton of games. This would be a pain in the ass. But as a person that loves to sit down on my couch, which is the majority of this country now, I think, and watch football, I'm not going to complain one bit about this.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely
love
it.
It's great for viewers.
Yeah. Give me more of the football, dude. And this starts next season, right? This isn't going to start in 2022.
Correct.
So,
this is not this year.
I mean, and just looking at the December slate of games for this season, Saints and Bucks are on the 5th of December. Patriots Cardinals on the 12th. Rams Packers on the 19th. Chargers Colts on the day after Christmas on the 26th. Like Chargers Colts day after Christmas. Like I can flex that one out. Like there's got to be something more interesting on week 16 than Chargers at Colts. The day after Christmas. So I like this idea. Give me all the football.
Last year, I'm just going through last year's schedule. So Monday Night Football, week 14 would have been the first flexible week, and that was actually a really good game. That was Rams against Cardinals with playoff implications going, you know, this is the second week in December.
Yep.
And then week 15 was a Vikings Bears Monday night game, and the Bears were god awful.
Yeah, you so
that was kind
of
a dud.
Yeah, that dud, yes.
Dolphins Saints week 16.
Ugh.
Just a couple of mediocre teams.
No,
two different conferences.
Now the flex, my guess is that the flex will still lead with an NBC being the first choice for the good flex. So this will probably be the second when they do flex, it'll probably be the second best game. And don't forget Fox and CBS get to protect games as well.
Yeah. So you're going like, kind of thin pickings, right?
Yeah, and it's going to be a dogfight here. I think part of this, too, is more and more games are, it feels like, going back to ABC. And I believe ABC in the new package has a Super Bowl, which is why Buck and Aikman went from Fox to ESPN. So my guess is that we're going to see more of these flex games actually probably simulcast as well, right?
Mm.
So that's my guess. But part of the reason why ESPN couldn't get more in their minds prominent people in the booth was the lack of a Super Bowl, which I think has now been cleared up. So it feels like they're going to get more and more of marquee opportunities because for a while there, I'm sorry, but MNF was just dog, you know what.
It's so hard because you're trying to, you know, last year, I'm going through some more of these games. You had a game Week 7, Monday Night Football, late October, Saints at Seahawks. And I'm pretty sure poor Geno Smith, played in that game. It was a 13-10 pillow fight.
Now the flex
but you think you're
out,
scheduling
right?
Saints versus Russell Wilson, and he gets hurt, you know?
The flex is ordinarily 2 weeks out until week 7, 18 now, right?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. So, yeah.
But right now, right now there is no Week 18 Monday Night Football game. That's interesting, correct, because there wasn't one last year.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't want to give someone a short week going into the playoffs. But in the press release or in Adam Schefter's podcast, they did refer to week 18 in the range of...
You know what I bet? I bet they're banking on the fact that when this all starts to take place, there really won't be that much opportunity to flex. Because if Sunday night gets the best game and Fox and CBS sort of know what games to protect and what teams, the flexing probably... Like right now, we say that, oh man, 3 weeks of flexing. Ah... I bet it's like 1 week of flexing, which is fine. I still like the idea from a viewership.
Yeah, because you're not, like I said, there's going to be a lot of games that are already spoken for, right? You can't pluck the Fox Prime game at 3 o'clock. You got to pluck a noon game,
right?
So you're basically plucking one of like six noon games or something.
TV, all about TV.
Love it. All right, boys. So all right, hopefully we gave justifiable explanations for our negativity, quote unquote, picking the Vikings. Declan and I have them improved from last year.
Yeah.
Judd's going to come around at some point, I'm sure. You just want to see, let's see the offseason play out. Okay. Let's see the offseason play out. Our friends at Federated, too, are all about risk management for business owners out there. So if you are a business owner, definitely give Federated a call or just stop by their website and you can find your marketing representative. So they specialize in a core group of industries that you can find a list of at federatedinsurance.com that they know and are immersed in on a daily basis. So you don't have to worry about them just trying to sell policies as many as possible across all industries. They know what they specialize in, and they can help take your business to the next level. Federatedinsurance.com, where it's our business to protect yours. All right, you're headed off to an OTA, right? They're not mini camps yet. This is an organized team activity.
First access to the entire team for us at an OTA.
We need
so
to
we'll get your OTA month. Recap tomorrow and yes. write that down predictions.
Yes. Yeah. And Score North Twitter account, TikTok, we'll all have plenty
kids love to
of
talk.
Stuff. Kids love to talk, and Rick Spielman does too.
Rick Spielman loves to talk. Rick Spielman. Go check out Declan's Twitter account if you want a goofy video of Rick Spielman it's dancing around TikTok. Not sure
Jim's
going to
be like, I
got to
do
get
that
out,
too.
But
it's making the rounds. Oh, God. Yeah.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow on Purple Daily.